right, welcome back, everybody. It's 9:22 right now, and we got a big thing coming up. Al, Sunday is going to be a monster day for
tailgating.
Beautiful
day for tailgating.
82.
Beautiful day.
And let me tell you, Glenn McDowell agreed with me. He's a food authority. That the best time to have a football game is 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Right, Glenn?
I do agree.
Because then you get up late. You get there like 9, 9:30. You fire up the grill. You get the tailgate going. You have a nice meal. You go in, and then you enjoy a victory.
Absolutely.
Is that
true?
Not the perfect day?
It's exactly the way I love to do it, and I love to tailgate.
So we're going to do our own tailgate throwdown. Is that right, Glenn? That's right. And you're kind of, you are the food expert of WIP.
Well, think about this. Think about when we did the burger hunt. But this time, we're involving the listeners because, you know, you go down to the games and you see thousands of people with their grills out and everybody's got their own recipe.
It's so
tremendous. We're looking for the best recipe.
Right.
And everybody who thinks they're good at this can enter through cbsphilly.com/tailgate. Send your recipe. We're going to choose six qualifiers at the end of the year. December 13th, we're going to have a big throwdown at the Seaport Independent Seaport Museum. All the listeners are going to come. We're going to have judges. It's going to be like the burger finals. But here's the rub. We are pairing all of the listeners with a famous Philadelphia chef.
No way.
And so today we brought in really one of the best, one of my favorite, Michael Solomonov, who's got three restaurants that I love. Zahav, which, by the way, Michael, it just was voted one of the 100 best restaurants in the country.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thrilled.
Michael, how old are you? 12? You're a very young man.
I'm going to be 36 next week.
36? This guy is an accomplished chef at that age?
He's got Zahav. He's got Percy Street Barbecue, which is great. The pork belly sandwiches are amazing.
Right.
And he's got Federal Donuts,
which I
am a
You're a
junkie.
Genius, Michael.
Well, you know.
You're a genius. All right, Michael, I want to ask you a question, though. I'm a little concerned about something. You grew up in Pittsburgh.
I did.
And now you're located here.
Yeah.
And where's the cuisine better, that part of the state or this part of the state?
I'm not sure. You know, my wife's a Philadelphian, so I don't know if I should say anything.
Well, Promontis versus a cheesesteak. What's a better item?
Let me just say this. I eat more cheesesteaks now than I do Promontis sandwiches.
There it is. There you go. That should cover that, right? All right. What makes a great tailgate? Give us your thoughts on that as an executive chef.
A great tailgate. I mean, I think the food obviously is good, but I think that they're good tailgating parties without good food, and usually it's based on the people. Right?
Okay. So you need good people.
You need the good fan base, and you need relatively good weather.
Right.
I think freezing cold sometimes is problematic for good tailgating. Some people might argue.
Disagree.
There you go. Like,
what is the finest tailgate item you can cook right in the park? If you you know how to prepare stuff.
I think charcoal grill and burgers.
Burger. That's simple.
Yep.
You're going real simple with that.
Very simple.
What about a brisket, ribs, a slow cook?
I think slow cooking is good, but I mean real slow cooking, you need a really controlled environment. So if you rush brisket or if like the charcoal goes out or if you don't have consistent heat, you don't end up, I think, with a good product.
Yeah, I would say beer.
Right, Glenn brought beer here, and I'm not drinking
chips,
it.
Right.
Because one time,
chips.
Glenn, I drank on the air, and then I did not become coherent.
Oh, really?
Rhea could tell you. Rhea, you remember that, right?
Yes.
It wasn't great.
Drunk.
Right. I wasn't drunk, but I acted stupid. All right, so let me
you
ask
don't know
you.
How to act any other
way. All right, thank you, Rhea. In other words, you're saying it wouldn't be that much of a difference. Abe Fisher, this is your brand new restaurant, right, Michael?
Yes.
When did you just opened that this week?
Yeah, we just opened it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what is that feature? What kind of food?
So Zahav does Jewish food from Israel that's primarily Middle Eastern or Sephardic.
Right.
And Abe Fisher is kind of the opposite of that. It's using Jewish food from, like, Europe. You know, from Paris, from Budapest, from New York, and from Montreal.
Okay.
Montreal. Oh, I've been there. Yeah. It's got great deli. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Man, you know what? Montreal smoked meat. Montreal smoked meat at a tailgate.
Oh, my God.
Would be
it's
amazing.
So
is that
good.
Great? Really?
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the best restaurant
ever.
Yeah,
Montreal has better deli than New York.
Wow.
All right, hold on, Glenn.
Really
when I've talked to you about Montreal, you keep talking about Shea Perea.
That's not smoked meat.
That is.
Thanks, Al. That's such a nice
fine gentleman's club, is what that is.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
We've done that. Hey, by the way, he Michael's got a great event coming up tonight.
What do you got tonight?
Yeah, we got Feastival tonight at the pier. It's a huge live arts Philly Fringe fundraising event, but we've got acts from all over the world. We've got 80 different chefs and restaurants participating. We've got amazing music. It should be a blast. This is I'm 5 years. Fantastic.
I know. This is the one thing for our tailgate throwdown. All right. This is very important to understand. When people send in, since you're going to, I guess, be using one of the recipes, right?
Correct.
Michael's going to do that?
Yes.
What exactly, what's your advice for people where they're sending a recipe that you're going to prepare the tailgate food yourself? Is it a specific things you can tell them that would help them?
I think that you just have to be really, really clear. You know, I think that when you write a vague recipe, it can be interpreted 100 okay. different ways.
But a lot of people just throw their own. That won't work. You got to, because you're following it.
You got to follow it. And also people think differently and people taste things differently. So right. I usually call, like whenever we give recipes out, I end up giving a call to somebody.
All right. And the throwdown is brought to you by Peanut Chews, Brulee Catering, Tasty Cake, Jaguar of Cherry Hill, and Glenn Macnow's Conshohocken Brewing Company.
And I brought you some, I know you don't want to drink on the air, but I brought you some of our double IPA, which is one of our best.
It's potent
dry
stuff.
Dry hop Simcoe. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I taste it. It's very flavorful.
8.3%.
Oh, that's got alcohol. You
one of our
drink
best
that,
sellers.
Well, you back off on
I didn't
the
say
alcohol.
I tasted it just now.
No, okay.
Well, she's had
sure
it.
Of that. All right, final thing, Mike. I'm honored to have you. You're one of the great chefs in
thanks
America.
For, thanks for having me.
You are on death row, all right? Mm-hmm. You are going to be executed.
Mm-hmm.
Final meal. What are you eating?
Gosh.
Better hurry up.
I know. There was a restaurant here on 9th and I think it was 9th and Race that closed a couple years ago called Lakeside Chinese Deli.
Okay.
And it used to have the best dim sum in the world.
Really?
In my opinion. The best
you're going
ever.
Chinese food. Wow.
Yeah. Well
he's
going to
be hungry again. He's going to be dead.
I know.
No, I always ask chefs that because you guys would know what the greatest thing to eat is.
I think it would be that. They made a couple different things. One of them was a fried taro roll that was like unbelievable. So yeah, that would be it. And it would not be a Primanti Brothers sandwich.
That's very assuring. Glenn, if you're involved, we know it's going to be good, my brother.
It's going to be great. Everybody right. remember, go thank to cbsphilly.com/tailgate and get in your recipe, and you too could be the winner.
Michael Solomon. Michael, thank you so much for coming up
thank
and being
so
part
much.
Of this.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys.
Phenomenal chef. He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
For another 35 years.
He's got
years.
A bit of the gray hair going, though. You know?
No. A lot of gray hair. I feel like I'm 70. That makes it
tell you what, Michael, you own the world right now, my friend.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Very nice. 35, though. I figure most of these chefs, they're fat and old, right?
No, they're not fat. They
Emeril Lagasse,
they don't
people.
Eat all that
this
stuff.
Guy is in great shape,
yeah.
and he's young.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Got his whole life ahead of him with
he
that.
He owns both sides of the state, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Apparently, yeah. At least he has good taste of women. He picked a Philly girl.
Girl, yeah.
Exactly.
How about that one, Michael?